At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes and the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is the voice I found. For those who lost their voice, I sing it loud. I keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place. It's a call to every soul who wants to be free. A song for
Keeping It Real on Purpose. I am your host, Edna White, and you are in the place where we talk about real things, about real life, about real issues, relationships, and business, all on purpose. And today our guest is none other than the illustrious author Wanda Davis. Welcome to Keeping It Real on Purpose.
Thank you very much. Excited to be here today.
Great. We're excited to have you. And I see here you are an author. Can you tell us how you show up as an author in the world?
Well, I've actually been a contributor to a few books over the years. Mm-hmm. But just this past spring, I call it like my baby, was actually launched. So I launched my children's book From Head to Heart.
Head to
Heart. So it was, it was like at least a year-long journey of mm-hmm. putting it together and sometimes very patiently having to have patience to wait for things to finish up before I could birth it out into the world.
Okay, all right. And how's that journey been for you as an author?
It was funny because for this book, it was very simple to write. It was kind of a little bit of heart-spoken story that was quickly you like put together, but it was all the rest of the process of putting a book out there that took the time.
Yeah.
And that was like the learning part of what I needed to, you know, have people edit it, I needed an illustrator, obviously, for a children's book as well. So waiting for each illustration as it was bringing the story to life was kind of a very neat experience as well. And then just getting into, you know, who's going to print it for me? Who's going, you know, how is that all that going to work? So along that journey was a little bit, it's knowledge, right? You gather the knowledge and wisdom of how to put it out there.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a different take on just putting a blog out. Even a blog needs some thought. And I've even learned that each book has its own goal, and its own goal has it. You know, you could say, okay, the goal for your book is to get this head-to-heart concept out there and bring it to all the schools. Whereas your new book, maybe another book could be, it's to get to college students. And, you know, you want to sell this, you know, every book has its own goals.
And look at this, she's already giving me more ideas.
But that's what happens, you know.
Right now, because I think this will be the beginning of at least a little bit of a couple of series of children's stories.
Yeah.
It's a social emotional story.
Ah.
So that's why, but I wrote it as a children's book just so that it's accessible to all ages.
Got you.
This book really is has life lessons for any age.
Okay.
So even the person reading the book, say to a very young child, will be able to get stuff out of this book.
That's nice. You know,
I kind of talk about, you know, the top five lessons that can be got from this book, and it's really universal. Mm-hmm. Different ages can get different level of depth of personal growth, say, from it as
So it's almost like a Mommy and Me book, like have a group of mommies and children read the book to them and almost do like an exercise. That's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah, that would actually work very well because I believe that you can get into all sorts of different discussions after reading this book. And of course, it's the level of discussion depends on who you're talking to.
Right.
So if I was to go into schools and do author visits, like the level of discussion that I would have with primary students would be different from junior students to intermediate and high school students.
Right.
And then again, you know, I really would like to do a workshop with it just for adults as well.
Absolutely.
So because the same lessons that we start talking about, and if you want me to go ahead and kind of get into that
piece.
Yeah, okay. So it starts out with a young girl named Gwen. Mm-hmm. Who was bullied.
Okay.
Now, in the book, it doesn't really specifically say what she was bullied about. There's a little bit about she wasn't great as a physical athlete.
Mm-hmm.
But as to exactly why she was. So, you know, it kind of leaves it open for people to be able to relate to her. It's like, oh, that was kind of me as a kid.
Right.
Or else as a student, being able to recognize maybe what bullying is. So, you know, for a young student, we get more into that discussion about what bullying is. Now, I always say, too, it's like the trauma at the beginning of this book was bullying.
Mm-hmm.
But really, the trauma can be anything that is traumatic to the person.
Sure.
So is it like a pandemic? We've just been through several years of traumatic experiences. So it's like whatever that trauma is, or for a young child, it could be, you know, maybe the death of somebody they loved.
Mm-hmm.
Or their parents separating. So whatever trauma happens to a person, how do they respond to that?
Right.
So in this book, what the little girl did was, in order to protect herself, she put up a really imaginary, but a big wall around herself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in her mind, it was to help protect her from things. You know, those insults from other kids weren't going to affect her anymore. But she also buried her feelings. So, you know, kind of, and then, you know, relating to that part of the story about how have you responded to different traumatic events in your life?
Right.
Did you withdraw? Did you talk about it with people? You know, so you can kind of talk about different ways and different strategies of how you might respond to a traumatic event.
Right.
And from there, the young girl in the story, she decides to go into her mind. So that's kind of like the from head part.
Right.
In order to control her life. So being able to control her life from her head without necessarily her emotions being in.
Oh.
Yeah. And so, you know, again, people can kind of relate, well, where might I have done that in my life? But it's also showing the young students that this is, you know, perhaps not the best way to respond to this situation. Because what the girl in the story did, she didn't talk about it to her parents. She didn't talk about it with her teachers, right? She just kind of set up this wall around.
Right.
But it was eventually, she ends up seeing another little girl being bullied, and she decides to be able to help her because she figures it's probably not good for other people to have walls around themselves. And so, you know, so in this episode of helping somebody else, she decides it's time to help herself. Wow. And so there's this lesson of it's okay to ask for help.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, you know, that's we're good. Talking about mental health here.
Yeah.
Withdrawing, perhaps, and the emotional regulation. You know, so it's all a perfect social emotional story here. And we're looking at it in terms of how she responded. How might other people be able to respond? But just the fact of asking for help is okay.
That's
great. It's okay to ask for help. And there's a lot of people right now that are still suffering different anxieties and things from what we've been through the last couple of years. And it's okay to ask for help.
Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah. And I see that this book, From Head to Heart, is literally getting a head start on mental health for children. Because this is a great message for children. It's a great message for them, for their mental health.
Exactly.
This is great.
Yeah.
This is really great information. I mean,
that's why I wrote it for all ages, right?
Right.
So starting young, but really anybody who is reading this book can get something out of it.
Right. Okay. That's really good. That's, you know, even as adults, and I'm always talking to my clients about asking for help, you know. You're sitting there choking, you know, you're choking on your business or you're choking in a relationship, but you won't ask for help. And asking for help could be simply just turning your head. Somebody's right there. Help me. You know, I need some help? But we don't do it. We don't do it. And this is so
looking
good.
For the opportunities.
Yes, the opportunities are there. They happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good, so good that you're doing this for children, because I just had this conversation with my grandson who's 14. And, you know, that's a kind of volatile age between 12 and 14. It's a really age, you know. And so he was very hesitant to talk to his parents. And I was like, listen, I would love to have had my parents to kind of speak to. You have both of them. You know, both of them are very communicative to you. You could. I said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to have a conversation.
Even if he has that communication line open to you, there's something there.
Yeah.
Right?
He tells me everything.
So,
it's like he just, you know, booba
so
this.
Being
and
able to have that line with
it's
another
very important.
That you can actually even talk things over or ask for help.
Yeah, and that's important.
And so the whole idea of this, and the whole idea from the story is eventually she learns, like there's also kind of throughout the story, it's about being yourself as well. You know, so being true to yourself, kind of knowing yourself, and it's the whole idea eventually she was being bullied for being herself.
Okay.
And so, but it was still okay to be yourself, even though other people don't think much of that. It's more be true to you.
Right.
And, you know, you will be much happier in life, and that's just it, living through the heart as to is kind of the best way to go.
Yeah. And how do you explain being true to yourself or authentic to a child?
And that's a little bit harder, but I guess it's more, you kind of more, you can give some different examples about, you know, what are your likes of foods, right? You know, so everybody, you know, just point out different ways that people are different.
Gotcha.
But everybody's okay being themselves.
Okay, right.
And so it's the whole idea, you can be yourself. It's like everybody's going to have different likes and dislikes and personality and, you know, but, you know, you are you, and that's why you're unique.
Right, yeah, that's a good one. That's you are you. That's why you're unique. I like that. I like that. That's great. So what inspired you to write this book? What inspired you to do that?
Well, it is part, partly my own story. I was a little girl who did build a wall around myself. When I was bullied as a young child, I remember doing this when I was like 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
And so part of it, again, is my not wanting other children to want to have to do that as well. So, you know, this whole story is not my story.
Right.
But it does start out as my story.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, being able to help kids talk about things more and be able to get things out there in life. Yeah, the story came out of one of my, healing journeys. I was, doing some self-development work and, and then the story got written. It was like, and then it really cried out to be published. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Cries out to be published. That's a whole another issue. So in your journey as an author, can you give us like your whole synopsis of your journey and what it took to get to this point of production and so forth?
And as I said, this was like my first book of actually doing it all myself. Mm-hmm. Like I've been a contributor to co-author and other books and stuff, but that was where, everybody took care of everything.
Right, yeah.
Whereas this was like from the beginning, it was me. So having to, first of all, realizing all the costs that were involved.
Yeah.
And, so knowing I was going to self-publish rather than try to find a publisher, because this book wanted to get out there as soon as it could get out there. And so that was the self-publishing route. But knowing some of the fees, what I ended up doing was doing a Kickstarter campaign.
Right.
So that helped me pay for the illustrations and a little bit towards some of the other costs. Not all the costs, but some of the costs. But just knowing things that you had to get in place was the editing and obviously the illustrator for a children's book.
Right.
Knowing who you're going to get it printed by. And actually, at least with my printer that I went with, I went for a certain package level that they take care of putting it, say, on Amazon.com
or
the Chapters Indigo website here in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So at least that kind of part was taken care of. But, doing my own book launch and kind of just putting it out there myself and trying to figure out, how to get it into, say, libraries. I didn't get it into schools.
Mm-hmm.
So that's still kind of a little part of the journey that I'm still on.
That's good. That's good. And what was the most challenging for you part of that journey?
I would say it would be the patience waiting for all the little steps to happen. Because, I wrote it and it got edited by a few people to begin with. And then it was edited later on by the layout editor designer that I had. But the illustrations. I know illustrations can't be done in a minute, but it was that, come on, I want to be able to get this printed. So waiting for the illustrations was probably what I had to be
That's good. That's good. Who pushed you along this journey as an author?
Well, at the very beginning, so kind of when I first was doing the self-development work, I do get coached by other coaches. It's like, you need to be coached sometimes in your life.
Yeah.
And when I had said that I had written this story, just kind of part of my own healing journey, and they go, that's got to be published.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, how do you do that? But it was kind of their encouragement at the very beginning that made me realize it was time to actually learn how to do all that and get this book out there. So, it was like with my coaching and then with kind of like the coaching group that I was with at the time, too.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody kind of support. Yeah, having that support really helped.
Yeah. Having the support and actually having somebody say, you got to do that. You may have thought of it later on, but it was just the time for that to happen. Along the journey of being an author, what emotions did you feel?
Well, with this book in particular, as I said, since it was starting out as my bit of my story,
mm-hmm.
Is it nervous? Is it just being able to put myself out?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So, kind of that at the beginning, it's like, do I not? Do I dare?
Yeah.
so that trepidation. intimidation, that not knowing whether I could actually go through with it. And then also, I've also been a speaker before, so obviously I'm looking to speak with this book as well.
Right.
So being able to speak that part of my story is another big thing as well, but I guess I've been there and done that before as well. So, yeah, and sometimes it's those personal stories that people can relate to as well. I don't know. It's like just
it had a myriad of feelings, myriad all over the place.
It was very exciting when I first got my first box full, you know, being able to hold that first book. And it actually happened on like summer solstice back in June. So that was exciting. But I decided not to have the book launch though until August, kind of after summer holidays. So it was very, I felt very supported during my book launch, being able just to see everybody that came out. You know, gratitude to everybody, because many people in that room were either ones that had backed the Kickstarter campaign or supported me somewhere along in the journey. So the book launch was a big thing as well. Just, you know, just full of gratitude and so happy to see the people that came that evening.
That's good. That's good. So how can we, my audience, find you?
Well,
social media.
The easiest way to find me personally is on my website. So that is wandadavis.ca. And, or you can also email me at wanda@wandadavis.ca for more information. Now, as for the book From Head to Heart, you can find that on amazon.com. In the United States, you can find it on the Chapters Indigo website in Canada. You know, and of course, I'm out there trying to get it into many libraries as well. So you can always just request to have it in your library.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah.
Get that. So get it in the library.
The easiest ways to find me.
Yes, absolutely.
And Facebook. I'm easy to find on Facebook.
And the last and final thing I'd like to ask you about your authorship and what you do. What do you have on the horizon? Anything special, like you're having another book launch or you're having a book signing? What do you have on the horizon?
I've already done a couple of book signings. I did one at the local Chapters Indigo store here in London, Ontario, which is where I am. So yeah, I don't actually have any other book signings booked right now. I'm planning on doing some author visits in schools, so looking forward to doing that. So whether it's in person locally or whether it's online. Because we've been through that area where now online learning and speaking is a thing, so that's easy to do as well. Just getting out there and promoting the book is what I'm kind of doing right now.
All right, good. What are your final thoughts for my audience of who wants to be an author or anyone wants to go into business? Because, you know, writing a book is a business. So, you know, you want to make money from it. You want to move and, you know, be speaking with it. So you want to be creative with it. So give us some final thoughts on that.
Well, actually, one thing I was going to say, too, kind of going forward, I think this book will be the beginning of a series of emotional books. So, but going forward, I think the best thing for people is, and it's kind of one of the messages of the book, is the being true to you. What exactly, if there's something that you really want to get out there, follow through somehow, some way, in order to make that happen. If, like, if you have a story or a book that you feel you want to write, like, just do it. Just start. Kind of the biggest thing. Following your gut instinct as to perhaps what is the best route in order to put it out there. Is it going to be just released as an ebook? Is it going to be an actual print book? Like, how do you plan on perhaps releasing it? Because there are so many different avenues now, and depending on what your plans are, it's like, you know, whatever you feel is, go with whatever feels good. Whatever they call it, you know, either listening to your gut or following your instinct. What feels light for you instead of dragging you down? What feels good and moving you forward? Follow kind of your gut that way.
Wonderful. That is great information for our audience. Audience, I hope you heard that. This brings us to the end of the show. We want to thank you, audience, for listening. We want to thank our guest, Wanda Davis, for being here. And if you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post it about on social media, or leave a rating and a review. To catch the latest from me, you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at EJW Coaching. Thanks again to my guest, Wanda Davis, and we will see you next time. Bye for now.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for having me.
The holidays are about giving something truly special. I'm Martha Stewart, and I believe the best gifts aren't just beautiful, they're useful every single day. Lennox has brought timeless beauty and lasting quality to our tables for generations, and their Lennox Spice Village is the perfect holiday gift for someone you love or for yourself. It's more than a spice rack. It's a charming collection of hand-painted houses that turn ordinary spices into extraordinary experiences. Imagine cinnamon from a tiny Victorian cottage, or oregano from a pastel townhouse. Suddenly, a simple meal becomes a moment to savor. Because spices can be more than ingredients. They can inspire memories, warmth, and joy all year long. Give a gift that lasts beyond the holidays. Discover the collection at lennox.com/spicevillage.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.